Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
August 9, 1805. Shannon, lost and found. Lewis heads out with his small party determined to find the Indians. He writes this journal entry for today.
The morning fair and fine. We set out at an early hour and proceeded very well. Some parts of the river more rapid than yesterday. I walked on shore across the land to a point which I presumed we would reach by 8 a.m., our usual time for halting. By this means I acquired leisure to accomplish some writings, which I conceived from the nature of my instructions necessary, lest any accident should befall me on the long and rather hazardous route I was about to take. The party did not arrive, and I returned about a mile and met them, where they halted and we breakfasted. I killed 2 fine geese on my return. While we halted here, Shannon arrived and informed us that having missed the party the day on which he set out, he had returned the next morning to the place from when he had set out or first left them, and not finding, that he had supposed they were above him. That he then set out and marched one day up Wisdom River, by which time he was convinced that they were not above him. As the river could not be navigated, he then returned to the Forks and pursued us up this river. He brought the skins of 3 deer, which he had killed, which he said were in good order. He lived plentifully this trip, but looked a good deal worried with his march. I slung my pack and set out accompanied by Drewyer, Shields, and McNeil, who had been previously directed to hold themselves in readiness for this service. I directed my course across the bottom to the starboard plain, led left the Beaver's Head about 2 miles to my left, and intercepted the river about 8 miles from the point at which I had left it. Captain Clark proceeded after I left him. As usual, found the current of the river increasing in rapidity. Captain Meriwether Lewis, August 9, 1805.
The nature of these writings is unclear. Lewis may have been bringing the journals up to date or preparing written instructions to Clark in case he did not return. Tomorrow, trying to find a route.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.